its own job, so it squeezes and squeezes the waste out. And now, the body is now strengthened, and it's not like you have to cleanse and then you strengthen. No. Cleansing is strengthening.
It's like an oil change for yourself.
Yes.
So what kind of cleanse do you do?
Well, I use herbs that are herbal laxatives. That's the most important thing you have to do. You can't start taking these herbs and not take an herbal laxative. Because there are herbs for everything. I mean, I got herbs for the pancreas, for the lungs, for the kidneys, for the heart.
So you're saying that the herbs have to go with an herbal laxative.
Yes.
Why? Because
you stir the waste up, you must give it away out.
Ah.
You must. I say to anybody, where you take my herbs, Joe Blow's herbs, don't start an herbal program without an herbal laxative, because you will give up. You will say never again. Because when that waste starts going round and round in your body, because you can't get out and you're sweating and vomiting and maybe get a little diarrhea, you're going to say never again. I ain't never going to do that again. So if you start and you know you're going to start with an herbal program, start with an herbal laxative.
So your cleanse consists of an herbal laxative. Is there anything else that goes with that?
Oh, sure. I have an herb called maintenance and weight control. And that's got 24 herbs, and it works on every cell in the body. It works on...
As a cleanser.
Yeah, it's a strengthener. And okay. Strengthening.
So you combine the laxative with the strengthener.
Yes.
And is there another part to it?
Yes. Female or male hormone, that's your strength, because that's what causes us to be able to have the strength to do whatever we need. And male hormone helps to protect the prostate. Female reproductive system is a channel of elimination. So it has to be treated different than the male reproductive system, because it's a channel of elimination also. That's the fifth channel of elimination. That monthly house cleaning is not a choice nor a luxury. You will have the menstrual cycle, and if you don't, you'll live a miserable existence, and everybody around you will live that same miserable existence. So these are channels of elimination, and that's literally why you're taking the herb, is to get all that, with strengthen that body. And see, strengthening is prevention. It's prevention. There's nothing like prevention. Cure is nothing compared to prevention.
So true. So how often do you cleanse?
Every day. I eat every day. I cleanse every day.
Don't do like many herbalists will do a cleanse once per quarter or every season or once a year or twice a year, and it's a special program.
I will do things like that, but my whole thing is you cleanse every day, you eat every day, you cleanse every day. I don't want to give that people that, because this is what people think. Well, I did a cleanse 10 years ago, and I fasted for 5 days. 10 years ago, really? Let me tell you something. There's more waste in us. We got stuff in us that we put in this when we were five.
Mm. So cleanse every day means what?
I take herbs every day.
The maintenance herb and the hormone support herb,
yeah.
And strengthener, yeah. Every day.
Every day.
And
a lot more. Circulation.
Well, I know you told me you take a huge pile of herbs every day. But I'm just talking about the function of cleansing.
Yeah, and that's what you're saying is right. That's keeping the body strong enough that you always feel, see, at the end of the day, I'm never worn out. I mean, I may have started my day at 5 o'clock in the morning, and the last thing I did was play tennis at 7 o'clock in the evening. I don't go home worn out. The herbs don't allow that, especially when you use them, the way I use them.
Which means consistently?
Consistent.
I know that's the key with herbal cures, is that you have to be consistent. A lot of us just want to take something once and magically be cured, and it doesn't work, right?
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. You can do it for a little while, but it always comes back. That's the reason why medicine never get well by taking medicine. You can go through some side effects, but you never get well. And the herb's job is to make you well. And then you got to remember, the FDA says you can't say well. So if they say that, I said, well, tell them, no, I didn't say well. I said, God said well. And I quoted him. So if you got any problem, go to God about it.
And they may. So common sense herbs, that's your business.
Yeah, that's what, those are the herbs that I put together.
So obviously you went beyond the Inglewood Library.
Oh, yeah, of course I did. And
where did your journey take you to learn all of this?
Well, it took me to, I started using herbs from another company. And the herbs just made me well. They just overall made me well. And, you know, what it did was it took me back in time when my mother used to take the doctor, Dr. Love. I remember his name was Dr. Love. And my mother used to take him down on the farm and show him which herbs to pick. And we're talking about in the 30s now. We're talking about in the late 30s, early 40s. And she would take him and show him which herbs to pick. My mother was an herbalist. My father was an herbalist. I mean, I didn't recognize it at that time, but they were gone by the time I recognized it. But not one of us ever went to see a doctor in the whole time that we were six of us. Not one of us ever went to see a doctor. And I remember the doctor telling my mother one time, my mother's name was Minnie, and he said to her, Minnie, if everybody was like you, I'd be out of business. Why? Because she took care of her family because she knew how, and it was with her. But again, remember, I lived on a farm. We ate from the farm. We grew our own beef, our own pork. We killed our own beef, our own pork. But everything we ate came from the earth. And so I had a good start. That was the reason why I was able to do what I did. I had a good start. And then I turned that good start into a mess, you know?
Yeah, I think I kind of did that. Then I came on back, but luckily I didn't wait until I was 50. You know, my mom had us on the macrobiotic diet when we were little, super hardcore vegetarian, vegan, beans and seaweed. And boy, the minute I got away from her, it was hamburgers and fries every day, candy and milkshakes. Yeah. So I had to circle on back. But it's true, though, those foundations that you get as a child, they do create a foundation, a firm foundation of health. And it sounds like your ancestors, sounds like you come from a long line of herbalists or curanderos, as the Latinos say.
They knew what they were doing. My dad was an Indian, and he really knew about the trees and the bark and the stuff like that on the trees. So
you come by it honest. You probably find yourself figuring things out that you don't know how you figured them out, huh?
Exactly. But
it's the power of the ancestors.
Exactly. I look back and I think, you know, the other day I was thinking that my brother, my oldest brother, he died probably 25 years ago. And it dawned on me that my brother actually saved my life. And I didn't think about that until the other day. He'd been dead for over 30 years. But my brother saved my life by telling my mother to sign for me to go into the Air Force, because I couldn't sign for myself. I was 17. I'd have to be 18. And he told my mother, you sign for Tim to go into the Air Force, because if you don't, on his 18th birthday, they're going to draft him, and he's going to be here in Korea with me. And so she signed for me. I went into the Air Force. And on my 18th birthday, I got that draft notice. But I was already in the Air Force. My brother saved my life, because I would have ended up in Korea, probably dead. So the ancestry, when you go back, and he got a lot to thank for where I am today. And I really do. I look back and I think about that. I'd had that good start.
And you came from a long line of healers.
Yes.
Do you think that sometimes, a lot of us may not come from, you know, healers like you or herbalists, but we always had grandmas or mamas cures, and many of us laugh at them and poo-poo them. Oh, those are old wives' tales. You know, they wanted us to take fish oil, or they wanted us to take baking soda, or whatever it was. And then come to find out, many of these things turn out to be helpful.
Those old wives' tales. It was 50 million of those old wives. and 50 million old wives cannot be wrong. They were raising their children. The powers that be were talking about theory, but they were living truth. That those things today are as timely today as they was in that day.
And it's funny because, you know, you talk about, well, your family didn't go to the doctor. My mom was like that. She was always giving us homeopathy and herbs and, you know, acupuncture, whatever, something, alternative medicine.
Yeah.
But when we look at what we're up against in this country, and I believe in balancing herbal and alternative doctors with MDs. I do. I know you fired all of your doctors. But for many of our front page family, they have a doctor. Maybe they're already on medication. But they could work with an herbalist and a doctor to find their way, I would say, hopefully out of
Absolutely.
The pharmaceutical, to find their way out in a responsible way, not just drop everything and try to do something.
No, I never say anything like that, because when you stop taking drugs, you go into a withdrawal.
Yeah.
And that's not pretty.
And again, though, we still have to follow the money. I always say this,
yes.
Consider the source,
yes.
And follow the money.
Follow the money.
So with pharmaceuticals, you have to consider the source and follow the money. If you're on it, get off it responsibly, or stay on it if you need to, and work with an alternative practitioner. But when it comes to the big picture, and why we're being told the things we're being told, we have to follow the money. When I was told by one doctor I was hypoglycemic and by another I was diabetic, I did the same thing you did. I fled the medical establishment, changed my lifestyle, and came back to doctors a few years later when they could tell me I had neither of those things because I fixed myself, right? But the thing about it is I knew that the average diabetes patient adds up to $1 million into the medical coffers over the course of a lifetime. So it's hard for a doctor to be objective when they can see $1 million stapled to your forehead.
And that's exactly right. See, my problem is I don't need somebody to tell me whether I'm well or sick. I'll tell you. I'm the captain of this ship. There are no members of the crew.
So diabetes is a big one. It's a big one in our community.
But it's a big word.
It's a big word. It's a big money maker.
Yeah. It's a big money. Diabetes is becoming second rate in the black community to the dialysis machine.
And that's your other pet peeve, where we're talking about following the money.
Yeah.
Dialysis is big money.
Big money. And it's big enough for them to recruit people that go on that machine. And what you'll find out is that the very doctor that put you on the machine also owns the dialysis center.
How do you recruit someone to go on dialysis?
Oh, they tell a person that your kidneys are not working correctly. You're just a routine check. But then when they feel as though they've got a person that is really weak and listening to that, they wind them and dine them. They will come to their job and pick them up from their job, take them out, wind them and dine them, take them to this movie house where they show them about dialysis and how much we love you and how much we want to protect you and all that, and how good life is going to be once you're on that machine. Until they woo you into getting on there. They woo you into believing that this guy really loves me.
But some people do need dialysis, right?
No.
No?
No, that slaps God's face. How dare you tell me my creator can't give me a set of kidneys that last me a lifetime, but then delivers me to a greedy man?
What if we burned out our own kidneys?
What if you did?
Eating too much meat, for example, right? Eating too much meat will mess up your kidneys.
No. Every 90 days you have new blood.
Right.
Every 11 months you have new organ.
Because of cellular regeneration, we build new cells. So then, if my organ is already not functioning and I don't have proper, I can't go to the bathroom properly, maybe I've had surgery or something, is there a way to regenerate besides dialysis, besides waiting for hopefully a new kidney to grow?
It's regenerating itself every minute of every day. It's not that the end is here and the beginning is there. It's a circle.
It's a constant cycle of healing.
It's a circle, yeah.
So if we interrupt that cycle with the proper fuel and some herbal support, we can accelerate the healing? Is that the idea?
Exactly. That's what the herb is for. The herb is actually so that the inner organs will generate. Now, do you know what the inner organs are for? The inner organs, people don't understand that. They have a job, and the job is that you can't even use the food that you eat. Do you understand? You can't use the food. And the proof of that is you have to get rid of every bit of it. So the organs are there. They take the life from the food and turns it into something the body can use. Otherwise, the body can't use the food. So it extracts the life, and all those different organs in us turn what we eat into something that the body can use, because it's obvious it can't use the food.
So what if I'm already on dialysis?
What about it?
How would I get off? Can I get off?
Oh, you bet you can. Can you imagine dragging a 800-pound machine around with you? You know what your kidneys weigh? Your kidney is, you got two kidneys. They're 4 inches and 4 ounces. They take 18 quarts of water and they turn it into about a half a pint, and they do that about every hour. At the same time, they're filtering your blood. One kidney, 4 inches and 4 ounces, has 75 miles of tubing in it. Now, you're going to take a machine and do what just one kidney does? It's delusions of grandeur. You're out of your mind. You're a mad scientist if you think you can do that. Because you can't. That thing doesn't filter anything.
Okay, so I'm on your website, and I see something here, which is commonsenseherbs.com, and I see something here called urinary support.
Yeah.
And is that one of the things you would do if you were working to get away from dialysis?
Absolutely. And that one, and kidney health, the one called kidney health. That works on building your new set of kidneys every 11 months.
Interesting, too, because I know from my work with elder care attorney Zoran Basic that for a lot of older folks, seniors, the issue of staying hydrated is a problem because they don't want to have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So it looks like if they were to take this urine support herbal formula, it would help them to control their bladder. Is that possible?
It helps you control everything. You don't have to control things. If you give it the strength, it controls itself. It's like blood pressure. Come on. Is there really such a thing as blood pressure? A guy makes a machine. And think about this. That machine that they measure your blood pressure with is 76 years old. I'm 81. So what was I doing? Waiting for him to make that machine so I could find out whether I'm well or sick? What am I waiting for him to make now so I can find out whether I'm well or sick?
It's also a really good example, because if you work out, and work out is part of your program, your blood pressure for the most part is going to be better, right?
Yeah, but even if
I'm not controlling it. Like, I work out 6 days a week.
That's exactly right.
So every time I get my blood pressure measured, yeah, they're like, wow, you're amazing.
Yeah.
But it's not that I'm holding something to make it.
Exactly.
It's just because I do what I do.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. The body is doing this very self. Why is it all of a sudden you got to do it now? You know what I mean?
If we had to remember to breathe, many of us would be dead. Oh, darn it, I forgot to breathe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're saying, oh, you have to control this. My body controlled it for 81 years. Why do I all of a sudden have to control it now?
But the herbal support, this actually it's called bladder support. That's just one. I mean, you have many different formulas here.
Yeah.
Is meant to help the body do it so you don't have to?
That's exactly right. Okay. You don't have to wear the panties because your bladder is leaking.
Mm-hmm.
You strengthen the bladder. That's how you take care of it.
We're talking with Master Herbalist Tim Morrow. He will be at the Athiba Center on Friday the 30th, starting at 7:30. The parking is free, the event is free, and you can interact. If you have specific issues with your own health that you are hopefully becoming empowered to take charge of listening to this, you can interact with Tim personally, Tim Morrow, and find out more. He'll be lecturing, doing a Q&A. It's free, 7:30 in the morning, October 30th, Halloween Eve. All Hallows Eve. But we are going to continue our conversation. This is a Know Thyself Thursday. I want you to know yourself, mind, body, and spirit. Tim Morrow can help you with that, commonsenseherbs.com. When we get back, I want to ask you about some of the things here on your list. You have a Superlax, Herbalax, you have PMS formula. male hormone combination. Lung health. All kinds of things. Nerve control. I think I need that. We'll find out more with Tim Morrow. It's the front page. It's Total Talk Expression Radio Free 102.3 KJLH. Herbs.com. Using herbals instead of traditional pharmaceuticals, you also talk about fuel. You know, food being our fuel, getting the right fuels in the body, getting the right mindset. You said that's where you started on your journey when you started 30-some years ago on this journey toward wellness. The right mindset. There are many things that we talk about on this show on a regular basis people call in about, and I want to ask you about some of those common things and also looking at some of the herbs on your website. You also said cleansing. You do have some cleansing herbs, but you wanted to really make the point that cleansing equals strengthening, strengthening equals cleansing.
Exactly.
Why is that important?
It's important to know that because people think they got a two-phase thing to go through. They think, okay, now that I've cleansed, I got to start strengthening. No, you don't. Cleansing is strengthening. You cleanse because the organ is strong enough to defend itself now. But you know, let's get back to the mindset.
Yes.
Let's get back to that. I don't know if I ever told this story or not, but it's a 3-minute story that I got to tell. But it's a true story. And rather tragic, but a true story. And it tells how important your mind is. Your mind is everything. Everything that happens has to come through the mind first. So this is a story about a guy named Nick. Nick was a big guy. I mean, physically, he was a big guy. And he worked at the train yard, loading, unloading train. Nick was a good employee, got along good with other employees, dependable, on time. Nick had one problem. He's always worried. What's going to happen to my wife? What's going to happen to my house? What's going to happen to my car? What's going to happen to my whatever? One day they gave all the employees off an hour early so they could go home and prepare for a party they were giving for one of the foremen. Well, Nick was excused also. But somehow, Nick found himself locked in a refrigerated boxcar. Nick knew he could not last the night in a refrigerated boxcar where the temperature gets down to well below zero. Nick beat on the doors until he was bloody. He screamed until he had no voice, but nobody heard. Everybody was at the party having fun. Somewhere during the night, Nick found a piece of cardboard on the floor, and he had a pen in his pocket. He wrote on the cardboard, "Getting colder. If someone doesn't find me soon, these may be my last words," he wrote. And sure enough, that's what they were. The next morning when they opened up that boxcar, Nick lay slumped over in the corner, dead. Furthermore, the autopsy said Nick froze to death. The enigma to the story was that the boxcar that Nick was in that night was in for repairs on the refrigeration unit that did not work. And the prevailing temperature in that boxcar that night was 61 degrees.
Wow.
That's a true story.
That's amazing.
Nick froze in his mind. Anywhere in the night, Nick could have said, "I don't care how cold it is in there, I'm going to make it through this night." He found out he had to take his jacket off. It was 61 degrees in there. But he knew he was in a refrigerated boxcar. He just didn't know that the refrigeration unit was broken.
So he worried himself to death.
Exactly.
That's what he did.
But can that happen to you? Could that happen to any one of us? Let's get Nick out of the boxcar. Let's say you're in the doctor's office and you walk in there and feeling good. And you say, "Doc says, how you feeling?" I said, "Feel great, Doc. Chest out and everything." And the doc says, "Well, you mean to tell me you're not dizzy or anything?" I'm like, "No, I'm not dizzy." "Why you ask a silly question like that, Doc? Of course I'm not dizzy." He said, "Well, I asked that because your blood pressure is 6 million over 600 million. And immediately, the guy loses everything and he goes, "It is. It's Nick in the boxcar."
Yeah. So we have to be in charge of our well-being. And see, I always feel like sometimes we're afraid to go to the doctor. You're saying maybe we don't need to go. Maybe you do need to go. But I think the most important thing is...
What do you need to go about?
Well, if they tell me... Okay,
so he can tell you, you're getting sick? Huh?
No, well, when the doctor told me I had diabetes,
yeah, but
what did I do?
But you went to him.
But what did I do? Did I go and get into the system? No, I chose what I wanted to do about it.
How many people
I decided
would do
to start exercising 6 days a week, stop eating white flour and white sugar and a lot of the things that I love to do, change my diet, do some meditation so I could work on stress management, and I'm fine.
You ever noticed that doctors die from the same diseases they treat us for? He doesn't have, so he must not have the answer.
Okay. Before we run out of time, we're talking with Tim Morrow, the herbalist behind CommonSenseHerbs.com. He will be at the Ephiba Center, by the way, Friday the 30th, starting at 7:30. It's all free. Go and interact. Ask your own question. Nerve control. What does this do? A lot of people talk about the sciatic nerve.
Yeah, that's the skull cap that you see on there.
Can an herb help sciatica?
I think it's the only thing that can.
Wow.
I think it's the only thing that can. People work with that herb, that skull cap. I mean, people have had 10 years and take that thing for a week and it's gone.
Okay, you also have here on CommonSenseHerbs.com, immune system support, golden seal. I have had a lot of people ask me about flu shots. I wouldn't take one.
Never.
You couldn't pay me enough to take
Never.
One. I have a feeling that next time we could say maybe immune system support.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Because that's the biggest system in the body and the least cared for. And the reason why you don't take a shot is because a shot bypasses God's grand order of things. God fixes so that whatever goes in our body goes through the mouth. And then and only then is it allowed into the bloodstream. When you take a shot, you can take a shot in your foot and it reaches the heart before it has a chance to be purified. People drop dead on the spot from a shot. They don't stop giving shots though. You bypass the grand order of things. Everything that goes in us has to go through the mouth to be filtered through the system. And when you don't, you short circuit the system and people drop dead from shots.
Well, we can do that show on another day. One of the biggest things people complain about or that they call about is energy. You mentioned you don't get tired. What herbal formula or change in our fuel could we do to improve our energy?
Well, changing the fuel is everything because...
More living foods.
We run off of our bloodstream. That's what we run off of our bloodstream is how pure is the bloodstream as to how much energy that we have.
How often do you eat?
A couple of times a day.
Not that often.
No.
But lots of living foods.
No, lots of living food. That's what gives you the energy is the living food. When you eat and there's no life to be taken out of the food, the body is listless.
So the main thing for food, for energy, would be
food
more than an herb.
You got to remember, an herb is food.
True.
I mean, everything you put on your dinner table is an herb. Potatoes, celery, lettuce, carrots.
Except for the meat.
Except for the meat.
Right.
Did you know that 70% of the food that is grown in this country goes to feed the animal that we eat?
Okay, speaking of what's grown in this country and herbs, I was having a conversation with Mr. Wisdom, who has the wheatgrass farm on Crenshaw, and he was saying that many of our herbs are irradiated when they come through customs, meaning that they're virtually useless.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're virtually useless, but what he's saying is true, that when it comes, that's the reason why I get herbs from this country. That's when I use herbs from this country.
Because they won't be
irradiated. They didn't come in through the shore. They didn't come in through the shore.
Okay, so
they're native of the planet.
So they would be more potent, or they would be more applicable to us because
they're
this is our environment?
They're more applicable to us because this is where we are.
Okay, so you like locally grown, even for herbs.
Yeah, that's right.
And how do you know about the potency? I mean, if you go to a Whole Foods or a Sprouts or even CommonSenseHerbs.com, how do we know it is what it says it is? It does what it says. It doesn't mean we're always reading about these herbs that turn out to not have hardly any of the ingredient
it
says it has.
But you don't know, but then you don't know anything about the food either.
So I mean, you just try it and see if it works?
That's right. That's basically what I'm doing.
Shop around?
You know what we did? We voted that we didn't want to know what genetically modified food were. California.
No, we didn't vote. You know, I didn't vote that way, and you didn't vote. Yeah. No, Front Page Family didn't vote that way.
Yeah.
But some big lobby money. Again, follow the money.
Yeah. And that's what happened.
But that ain't over.
We don't want to, that's right. We don't know. We don't want to know what we eat when you don't want to know what you eat. Somebody else is making your food for you. Well, you then come up with an America.
I've had people calling about neuropathy lately.
Neuropathy just means nerves.
Right.
It just means nerves.
But a lot of people have like a neuropathy thing in their feet where
they
can't.
You know what that comes
from? No.
Constipation.
What?
That comes from.
So they need a laxative?
That's exactly right. America is constipated. You know what the worst part of that is? 99% of us don't think we are because we have one bowel movement a day and we eat four times.
So you want four movements?
At least.
If you're eating four times?
At least. You can have more than that, but not less. Hmm. I mean, that's the way the body's built. I didn't build it that way, and I'm not going to apologize for it. But I'll tell you what, when it's working like that, I got that energy that my energy is so good that I've questioned God about it.
Don't do that.
I do question God about it. You know,
I just have to say thank you.
I mean, that's what I say too, because...
Because when I hear you say you don't get tired, I'm like, I'm jealous. I think I do really well, considering I wake up at 2:45 every morning.
Absolutely.
And I have to drive all over L.A. Yeah. And, you know, I've got a kid and a dog and a 16 job. But I get tired. I'm not going to lie. By Friday, don't even talk to me. I'll be evil after the
but
show.
But you know, one of the things
maybe
I
need some herbs.
I take the herbs all day.
All day long.
I take them all.
So you're not eating all the time, but you're eating all the time because you're intaking herbs. And you told me once you take, like, 80 herbs or something.
It's none for me to take 200-300 herbs in a day. But let me tell you something. When I was out there, trying to commit suicide, I used to turn the whiskey bottle upside down. I did everything.
So now you turn the herb bottle upside down?
Yeah. I mean, so.
Okay. So if you're taking 200-300 herbs a day, what would you consider the essentials? Like, you're talking to me, right? And I'm saying, Tim, I want to have energy like you because I wake up at 2:45. I want to be able to keep up with my little boy.
Number one, that thing I do is I put you on the Superlax. Number two thing I do is...
Superlax for elimination.
Superlax for elimination because you have to eliminate. Number two, I put you on female hormone. I don't care if you're 99 years old. I put you on the female hormone. Why? Because that's your strength, your ability to do a day's work. Your sense of well-being comes from your hormone. They actually lift your spirit.
So the female hormone support is for people who are young or old.
Oh, that's right. When I say young, I'm talking about infants.
What?
Babies.
Okay.
Yes, you bet.
And that's meant to do what? Just stabilize the hormones? Because you have a male...
It does the same thing to the male that it does to the female. The PMS does for the female. Lifts your spirits. It gives you your strength. Your strength comes from your hormones.
Okay, so you'd put me on the Superlax. You'd put me on the hormones.
And the Head Start.
Because I'm headstrong?
Head Start. Why? Because we never work on the brain, and that works on the brain. It works on the brain so much that when you start taking it, you get a runny nose because it starts cleaning the mucus off your brain.
So, I mean, what does it do to the head? What does it do to the brain?
It brings the strength of the earth.
Just like a brain toner.
So, yeah.
I mean, because I do, for my noggin, I do take the cold-pressed organic coconut oil every day, and I take the Go-To Cola because it helps with my memory.
That's one of the things that's in there.
I have noticed the difference on the Front Page. Yeah. It's easier for me to grab facts out of the air when I'm taking the Go-To Cola.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah.
Now I'm taking hundreds of herbs every day.
Something that circulates blood. That would be the cardio help. Why? We're talking about blood pressure. This circulates the blood, takes care of that blood pressure
But my blood pressure is perfect, and I work out 6 days a week. Don't you think my blood is circulating? I'm running up and down hills with Coach E. I'm doing the Ultimate Transformations training.
Other thing it
I
does
leave is tall buildings with a single pound. The other thing it does,
it builds you a new heart every 11 months. It has an herb in it called hawthorn berry. And the only job Hawthorne Berry has to do is build you a new heart.
But wouldn't my body build me a new heart anyway?
Yeah, out of whatever you ate. Hmm. It's going to be built out of whatever you ate. If it's Aunt Jemima, you're going to have an Aunt
Jemima
heart.
So I have a heart made out of cheese puffs.
That's right. And that's a problem. That's too many people in America. The heart is made out of cheese puffs. You know what I'm saying?
It's a scary thing.
And there's a price to pay.
Speaking of prices to pay, a lot of people studying the LA Times found many more people on pharmaceuticals than drinking during traffic stops. The number one, sleeping pills and antidepressants. People with trouble sleeping, what do you recommend for them?
Well, because they are constipated and the waste.
Everything is constipation, according to you.
You bet it is. You bet it. In fact, every disease is named in honor of constipation.
What do you mean by that?
Every disease, whether you're talking about heart problem, whether you're talking about lungs, kidney, brain, heart, whatever, it's from sewage from the colon entering
backing
the bloodstream.
So if we just did one thing, you'd do the super lax.
Amen. If you just did super lax alone, your health would get at least 50% better, probably more like 70% better. Just eliminating every day.
Like, but just the word lax, does that mean we're going to be running to the bathroom all day?
No, but you'll be going probably three times a day.
But and that's normal.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's...
What's wrong with eliminating what you eat?
No, it's normal. It's just that, you know, some people have to sit in meetings or they have to drive. They don't want to have to go every 10
minutes. When you make that stuff more important than your health, hey, you've made your choice. You made your choice. That's the problem we have today. The little kid that went to school for the first time and the teacher telling you can't use the bathroom, you can't even obey your own body function because the teacher said no.
And, of course, before we get out of here, a lot of people are always looking to lose weight.
Ah.
You have herbal weight control and maintenance program, but part of it is about cutting down portion size and working out, isn't it?
Of course it is. Absolutely, especially when you work out. But when you take this, it starts loosening the waist in the body, and now the waist can come out. Remember what I said? Overweight is you ate 3 pounds and eliminated a pound and a half. That's what overweight is.
We're talking with Tim Morrow. CommonSenseHerbs.com is his spot, but he will be at the AFIBA Center Friday night, October 30th, 7:30 until... You'll do a lecture, then you'll do questions and answers. So anyone with special, specific issues, commentary, conversation, can meet up with Tim Morrow there at the AFIBA Center, which is Slauson and Crenshaw, free parking and free event. Tim Morrow, what would you leave us with this morning?
Well, one thing is educate yourself. No, don't educate yourself. We've already been miseducated. Informate yourself. Get information on your body and how it works and what is. God made it as a magnificent piece of machinery, and we treat it as though it's trying to kill us. And it's always trying to learn more about. You know, I do.
Know that
I'm on the YouTube.
What's going on?
You can learn so much from that YouTube. Every first and third Monday at my place, I have a meeting. The price is right. They're free.
Where is that?
It's at 377 Van Ness Avenue in the city of Torrance. And every first and third Monday at 6:30 in the evening, people around the world listen to it. They listen to that. And at the end, they can ask questions if they want to, because I do it also over conference call. And that's free. You can come there, and I got seating for 50 people there.
So get educated, whether it's on YouTube, at CommonSenseHerbs.com, on the front page, at the Inglewood Library. Go read a book, crack a book, crack a video, learn more about yourself, know thyself. There's a lot of different ways to be 81, aren't there?
It sure is. And well, it's not good to be 81 and sick.
It's not good to be 21 and sick.
That's right. Exactly right. It's being well is everything. Being well is everything. Your temper is good. Everything. You're not angry. Ever notice that people are on drugs? They're always angry at everybody. They're always angry. But why? Because drugs mess with your nervous system big time. To the point that they can't even, the elderly can't even sleep at night.
Mm-hmm. And they're constipated, apparently, according to you.
Of course they're constipated. When the sewage joins the pure blood system, you got a problem. Every disease you know is named in honor of constipation.
I love what your quote is. It says, growing old does not make us sick. It's growing sick that makes us old. It's
and
a
that's
great quote.
The truth. That's the truth. I always say, growing old is not an option. Growing sick is.
We got to go. Thank you so much for joining us, Tim Morrow. Don't forget to join him Friday, October 30th at the AFIBA Center. And don't forget, our conversation continues on Facebook. That is Front Page Show. On Twitter, DePrima Radio or KGLH Front Page. And on Instagram, DePrima Radio. As you go on your way about your day, let's take a moment to affirm ourselves. Let's take a deep breath in and let us release. Today, we'll turn to the words of one Tim Morrow. Today, let me remember, growing old does not make me sick. It's growing sick that makes me old. Till next time, Radio Free Family, be well. One love.